It's time now for the KJO Community Spotlight, where on Fridays we turn that spotlight on to a local athlete. And we have an unusual one this time. We have Emily Morse. Emily, you're 16, is that right?
Yes, 16.
And you're a junior, going into your junior year at North Valley High School.
Yes, I am.
All right, you have been nominated as a top national finalist in the Sports Illustrated Youth Athlete of the Year. How'd that come about?
Well, my grandma saw it on Facebook and decided she might as well sign me up to see if I can get some money to help me get into college and build my dream.
Thank you, Grandma.
Yeah.
Thank you, Grandma. No doubt about it. Now, you have actually two sports here. First of all is volleyball for the North Valley Knights. How's that going right now? And I'm assuming you're practicing right now.
Yeah, I have practice today, actually, after my interview. I'm going straight to practice, and I'm super excited. I made varsity this year, so I've been super stoked.
Oh, all right. But that's not your only sport. Now, you also are a surfer.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I love
surfing.
How did that happen?
Well, my grandma moved to Ocean Shores, Washington, and I came about surfing online, and I thought it was amazing. And I called my aunt up, and I was like, hey, I want to start surfing. And she was like, well, that's great. I have a board that I don't even use, and you could use it. So I went out in the ocean with no wetsuit in the freezing cold water and tried my best.
All right. Didn't stay in very long, I'll bet, that first time.
Yeah, no, about 20 minutes, and then I thought I was going to quit, but I got a wetsuit and continued.
Are you a good surfer?
Yeah, I've been getting there. I've been surfing for about 3 years now. I finally learned how to ride the line. I still need to learn tricks and all that good stuff.
Right. What's landlubber here. Tell me about riding the line.
Riding the line is when you cut into a wave and ride on the surface rather than the white water that's already crested.
Okay. All right. Do you have a favorite or are they equal in terms of volleyball and surfing?
I will admit, I do like surfing more.
Okay. But there are not scholarships for surfing, is there?
No, there are not.
Oh, shucks.
But I love the thrill of surfing, and I love just being out in the water.
Now, tell me about volleyball. How long have you been playing volleyball?
I've been playing volleyball since sixth grade, so about, like, 5 years.
How'd you get started?
Years. I got started because my mom told me there was openings for volleyball tryouts, and I thought I might as well try during COVID because I had nothing to do.
Oh, no, I understand that, certainly. Tell me about what is the best thing about volleyball? What do you like doing best?
My favorite thing about volleyball is hitting because I'm a middle blocker, and I also love the teammate aspect of it. Like, I love the communication, and I love all the friends I've made along the way.
What's the key to being a good volleyball player?
I believe the key to being a good volleyball player is communication and having a good attitude. You always want to support your teammates no matter what.
All right. Now, you've been named a finalist for the 2025 Youth Athlete of the Year competition, sponsored by Sports Illustrated, Think Brand, and the Why Not Foundation. And you've earned the number one national ranking in the first round and now vying for the top spot in the finals. How is all that working?
It's working out pretty well. It's been a little stressful because I've been falling behind a bit, but I've been trying to make it up and get back up.
Falling behind, you're maintaining that 4.0 there, right?
Yes, I am. I've been trying so hard to keep a balance between academics and sports. I just try and give them equal time and manage my time correctly.
All right. Now, people can vote on you to get this youth athlete or the thing. Do you have that information in front of you?
Yes, you can vote on Facebook. Under the Sports Illustrated page, you can vote once a day, every 24 hours. You get a free vote.
Okay. And is it still going on?
Yes, that is currently still going on. It will be going on until August.
Maybe it's not going on. All right. Well, August 21st was the information that I had.
Okay, yeah.
Okay,
sorry.
All right. Well, we're still rooting for you nonetheless. Now, with that 4.0, are you looking to be a professional surfer, a professional volleyball player, or what lies ahead for Emily Norris here?
Well, my dream is to study at Southwestern Oregon Community College and hopefully play for their volleyball team, and then from there on transfer to Humboldt and study marine biology and hopefully get my bachelor's degree.
Why marine biology? Just as a surfer to get close or what?
Well, surfing really brought me into the passion for the ocean. And I love all marine life, and I really want to try and fight the issue with microplastics that's been occurring for the last few years.
All right. Is there someone out there who you'd like to thank for, besides Grandma, I think, maybe, getting into surfing or making you a volleyball player or inspiring you?
I would like to thank my mother. Mandy Hayward. She has done so much for me, and I just appreciate her and everything she does.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much for your time. You're a charming young lady, and I wish you the very, very best on the as the voting is going on. Once again, we've been talking with Emily Morris, a junior at North Valley High School, and nominated for the top finalist for the Youth Illustrated Youth Athlete of the Year. Congratulations. You've been listening to the Community Spotlight here, courtesy of our good friends at Grants Pass Broadcasting at Rogue Credit Union.